there's been a lot of reaction to presidential hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren's call to break up tech giants like Amazon, Facebook, and Google. Here she is at the South by Southwest conference in Austin this past weekend.
I'm deeply concerned right now that the space around companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google is now referred to by venture capitalists as the kill zone. Because if you try to step a small business into that, one of two things happens. It either gets bought up as it shows its worth, or it just gets wiped out.
So how would a breakup work? And what can we learn from similar efforts in the past? Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, was hoping we would ask. He joins us, as he does every Monday, from New York. And Derek, because we know this is a favorite topic for you anytime you get to say baby bells.
But before, yes.
But before we get to that, Warren spoke about this on Friday night in Queens as well. This was supposed to be the site of the new Amazon headquarters. Tell us more about how she'd do this.
So this is a huge sweeping proposal to change the way we think about the benefits of large companies and the rights of consumers. But let me just focus on two details from this proposal. First, Warren wants tighter rules for platforms like Facebook and Google and Amazon. Essentially, she wants to make it harder for them to be both platforms for information and products and owners of content and products that are being sold on those platforms. So, for example, Amazon today sells on Amazon.com products that are Amazon branded. And Warren says that sort of vertical integration is unfair. She would try to stop it.
Well, because she points out that they can then manipulate that so that all their products show up first.
Yes. And in fact, Amazon has done this in some really clever ways. Now, imagine if you have the power of the platform, you can see what, I don't know, laptop stand is selling the best when people search laptop stand. But what Amazon can do is if they see the design of the top selling laptop stand, they can then make their own laptop stand, Amazon branded, and sell that at the top of the search results, thus hurting the company that essentially showed them the way on laptop stands. Mm-hmm. That's precisely the power of owning both the platform and the product. Mm-hmm. It's called vertical integration. That's the academic term, and Warren essentially says that's unfair. So part one would be to split up the platform and content or product ownership, and part two is more scrutiny for mergers. That Amazon's a retailer, it shouldn't be buying Whole Foods. Facebook is a social media giant, it shouldn't be owning Instagram. Those deals would have much more scrutiny in a Warren regime.
And she also wants regulators to undo them, the existing ones.
Yes, she does. Yeah. And this is the sort of thing that hasn't really been done in the last 40 years. I mean, we have been living under the so-called Bork regime since the 1970s, which essentially says that if you're a big company that's treating consumers fairly, then that's all we care about. But if you look at, say, Amazon and Google and Facebook, a lot of these companies are famous for treating consumers extremely well when it comes to pricing. These products are often free or really, really cheap. And so you have to look a little bit further afield to see the harms of market consolidation. There's a lot of research coming out that suggests, for example, as the clip from Elizabeth Warren mentioned, that entrepreneurship, that startups are in decline because there's so much consolidation. The big companies are so big that they can wipe out all the little fish. And so the new energy around antitrust is saying, don't just look at prices. Don't just look at what consumers pay. Look at the whole ecosystem of the economy to determine whether or not big, big companies are healthy or unhealthy.
Well, give us some history here, your favorite, because Senator Warren does cite the Gilded Age around the turn of the 20th century as a time when American companies were getting too big. And, you know, first of all, tell us, is it the same? I mean, is it the same level of concern now as then? Because we're reminded that Congress eventually passed the Sherman Antitrust Act, and with a Supreme Court decision, Standard Oil got broken up. So is this a good comparison?
I think it's a fair comparison. I think in many, many ways, the economic reality of 2019 America looks a lot like the so-called Gilded Age, with the monopolies and oligopolies of the 19th century and the yawning income inequality that came with it. And I do think it's a fair read of history to say that these things didn't just work themselves out in the free market. It took the intervention of government to break up the monopolies and thereby unleash the creative energies of the market economy so that we continue to flourish in the early 20th and mid-20th century. I think that's exactly what Elizabeth Warren is looking back to, saying we can have a golden age of innovation again, but first we need to break up the big guys.
Yeah. And how else might that happen? I mean, can a president break up monopolies?
This is a two-step process. First, you need laws in the books that essentially say these are the standards by which large companies can be broken up. And then you need, after the law, a lawsuit. The last big famous breakup probably was the 1970s breakup of the Bell system that gave us the regional Bell companies that we have and the modern
AT&T. Say it, baby bells.
The baby bells. I didn't want to repeat what you said, but it gave us the baby bells. And I think that, you know, that was a process that worked its itself out in the legal system. And so it requires laws to be on the books and a Supreme Court that will interpret the laws in its favor. But first, you need to become president. You need to, you know, win enough seats in the Senate and the House in order to make these laws reality.
Oh, we're going
to
follow this. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Baby bells.